Well, Tuesday is September 2nd. Wait a minute. September 2nd already? Dang. It seems like the summer was on fast forward, if you ask me. It seems like just last week it was the first week of June. But the older you get, folks, the faster the time goes by. Good afternoon, Tom Walston, your host every Tuesday, here on Adventures in Recovery. And when we talk about recovery, doesn't necessarily talk about substance use, or it could be, but it doesn't have to be. It could be just making some positive changes in our lives and making life an adventure. I hope you all enjoyed a little bit of a break for Labor Day weekend. For those of you that work, maybe you had the day off and enjoy some time either alone or with friends or family. And for those of us that do work, let me just remind you that whatever you do for a living, there really is no insignificant job. Even though what you may be doing may seem insignificant, think of the ripple effect of what that paycheck does for you or for other people. Might be rent, might be mortgage, might be food on the table, might be for things for your family, or it just might be something of a little vacation, little getaway. So just remember what you do is not insignificant in any way. But it has been a great summer. I hope you agree with me with that. Last week, being a part of Vashon Youth and Family Services, which I'm honored to be associated with as their clinical supervisor for their substance use disorder department, as well as many, Vashon Youth and Family Services touches so many different areas of the community that it just goes on and on and on. We encourage you all to be a part of what we call the Heart of Vashon, because we do offer you counseling for families or youth and children, individuals, and then there's Vashon Kids, which provides flexible, creative, and convenient school year and summer care for kids that are 5 through 12. And that's located over at Chautauqua. And that's the elementary school, in case you don't know. Then there's the Oasis Community Resource Navigators. There's Family Place. There's my department, Substance Use Disorder. And there's also a crisis hotline. So we're here to help in a number of ways for all of you that are lucky enough to either live or work here on Vashon Island. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the successful movie night we had last week and the movie we have coming up for you that are all offered free through a generous grant from King County to Vashon Youth and Family Services, and an update on what you're all on the edge of your chair waiting for, and that is the update on the diaper drive.
Jason.
it's definitely September, even though it's only the second of the month. It gets into probably my favorite time of the year, and that is the fall, where we get to see a lot of changes come about. The trees are turning colors, incredible colors. So I often equate it to looking at a big bowl of Trix cereal. You got the reds, the yellows, the oranges, as we say goodbye to the greens. So thanks for tuning into 101.9 FM KVSH. We are your listener-supported island connection, in case you need a reminder of that. We were talking about last week and the free showing at the wonderful Vashon Theater Tuesday night of 28 Days, starring Sandra Bullock. A favorite of mine talks about recovery and the redemption of getting into recovery and improving relationships. Maybe not so much with other people as much as improving the relationship with yourself. You got to put yourself first sometimes, right? So that was a huge success. A lot of people turned out for that. It included a free popcorn, free soda, free candy, and afterwards we enjoyed free pizza. And we're going to do it again, thanks to a generous grant from King County and Vashon Youth and Family Services. The next film that we're going to be showing is going to be 2 weeks from today. Okay? And it is a movie that's really especially appropriate. Well, it's appropriate for everyone, but especially it addresses the awkwardness of being in high school. You know, we just want to fit in. And we talk about kind of the beauty of maybe not even fitting in. The name of the film is called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Okay, the plot in, I'll give you a little hint. Charlie is a 15-year-old protagonist. He begins writing letters about his own life in an, in an unknown recipient address to Dear Friend. And in these letters, he discusses his freshman year of high school and his struggles with two traumatic experiences. The loss of his only middle school friend and the death of his favorite Aunt Helen. So, you know, it goes on talking about a lot of the experiences that many of us have been through, but how do you get through stuff like that, especially for a kid in high school, which is difficult enough as it is? So how do you make new friends? How do you strengthen that relationship of being a friend to yourself? So come on out, 4 o'clock, 2 weeks from today. That's going to be on September 16th. All ages are welcome. And that's at the Vashon Theater. We're so lucky to have a theater like that here on Vashon, as we are to have 101.9 KVSH. So that's The Perks of Being a Wallflower, Tuesday, September 16th, from 4 to 6 p.m. You got that? 4 to 6 p.m. And I hope y'all come out to check it out. I'll be there, and I'll be watching for you. Come and get your love. Come and get your love. 2nd of September, 2025. And I hope you had a really, really nice summer. And it's kind of fun to reflect on some of the things that we did all summer. You know, we don't have summer days. We have summer experiences. And if you hang on just a second, I think we've got a call coming in from one of my favorite people. And that's Emmy Bell. I told you all earlier, we're going to get an update on the world is talking about the Vashon diaper drive right now. Emmy, are you there?
I am. Hi, Tom.
Well, I'm so glad you called. Hey, how was your summer now that it's kind of over?
I'm not willing to admit it's over yet, Tom. Ask me in like another 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey.
I'm not ready to conclude on that yet.
I'm with you. The summer sure doesn't reflect the end of, I mean, the weather does not reflect the end of summer. It's another gorgeous day. Your sun is out, and a person could lay out and get a tan on a day like this.
As long as we don't have a hot-tober, I'm fine with September being warm.
Ah. Well, you're from Midwest, too, aren't you?
No, I'm from Georgia. I'm from the South. So it's just hot all year round, apparently.
So you made the right move coming up to Vashon.
I did. I love it.
You know, there's something big going on. You know what I'm talking about.
I think I know.
The diaper drive.
Yep. Hey, Tom, did you know I was going to be at Thriftway this Friday from noon to 3?
What?
Yep. They've let me come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, a live appearance by the lovely and talented Emmy Bell at Thriftway this Friday from when to when?
Noon to 3.
From noon to 3. So the reason she's going to be there is because of the diaper drive. So when you go into Vashon Thriftway, if you want, you can just conveniently pick up a couple of packs of diapers or wipes or baby fingernail clippers or... what else?
That's all they have there. They don't have the thermometers, as far as I know. That was the other thing we were needing. But definitely diapers, or you can just donate to us directly at that time, and we will do a big Costco purchase. So either way.
Sweet. Hey, can you give us an update on where we're at with the diaper drive so far?
Yes. So we have raised $50 in the last week. And so I wanted to give a shout-out to Sam Jarvis. He's a wonderful new caregiver on a team that I'm on. And he and his partner donated $50. So I know there's a few more coming in from that crowd, but I just wanted to thank Sam for that. So thank you, Sam, for getting started.
Hey, Sam, a big shout out to you and your partner. Thank you so much. And even though, listen, last week it was, I believe, like $330, and now we got 50 more, $380. You think we could be doing a little bit better?
I think
so. Oh.
Definitely.
We can definitely do better. We got to help this poor baby out. This baby needs a new diaper in the worst kind of way, folks, if you know what I'm talking about. So, if you want, you've got a couple of different options. Come and see Emmy live and in person this Friday between 12 and 3. Mm-hmm. And another way to do it is if you're at Costco or if you're somewhere where you pick up a bunch of diapers for some of the new mamas on the island, just drop them off at our front desk at Vashon Youth and Family Services. We've got a diaper drop there, and you don't have to buy disposable diapers. If you're a little more environmentally conscious, you can just pick up cloth ones as well. The babies don't care. well, maybe they do.
They don't care.
So we got anything else going for us that we need to know about?
I think that's it. I'm winding up on a bunch of grants that we just sent out, and we've got our fall appeal coming up, and we'll be getting some emails and letters out to the community and letting folks know what's going on. And that's our annual fund drive, and our end of year giving will be in December as usual. So yeah, we're just getting that started. And so folks can look for email, social media, and a letter in your box by Thanksgiving.
Well, so Emmy is one of those folks that, even though we don't see her out front like some of the rest of us, she is busy as all get out behind the scenes, keeping us afloat. And that's one thing that Vashon Youth and Family Services has in common with the Voice of Vashon, because we're both community owned, community funded, and we're here for you. So we need you now more than ever, and you'll find out more about that fund raising drive. Hey, Emmy, were you at the dedications past week?
Yes, it was lovely. It was amazing.
I've heard it was incredible, because Vashon Youth and Family Services has been around for, what, like 70 years? Not incorporated that long, but...
We're coming up to 50. We'll be up on 50 in 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we started. And the founders, three of them were there, and their children. And some earlier executive directors got up and spoke. And, yeah, it was just really moving. And I believe we're going to have something in the Beachcombers, just some beautiful pictures of the bench dedication and the founders around it. Yeah, it was just a really special event. It was beautiful.
And it's really a beautiful bench that is now permanently displayed and permanently there for your use right in front of Vashon Youth and Family Services. And... yeah, how honored were we to be able to have some of the founding recipients actually there, present, and we're just so grateful for all that, because we're still thriving after all these years.
Yep, and they're really just humble, and you know, they're the ones that got it started and got the funding, generated the initial funding, and then it's just kept it going for all these years.
Well, You play a big role in keeping us going, too. I think you know that, Emmy. And plus that, can I count on you for us being able to check in with you next Tuesday on the diaper growth?
Absolutely. You know it.
Well, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And, hey, I'll look forward to seeing you Friday up at Thriftway.
Okay.
Out, sing out. If you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to be high, be high. If you want to be low. Cause there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. If you want to be you, 'cause there's a million things to do. You know that there are. Now, join in. Know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunities are on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo. You see. No. You want to sit down, and if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are. You know that there are. There are. You know that there are.
You know what? Here's a trivia question for you.
That was fun.
It's a trivia question. Do you know what movie that was from? That was starring Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort playing Harold and Maude. A really redeeming film. If you ever get a chance to Google that or find it on Netflix or what have you, Harold and Maude, and you can't go wrong with that. A real winning combination of two very talented classical actors. So enjoy.
Let's play something together.
We will. We'll play something in just a second here for you all. So we covered the diaper drive this week, and we covered the movie, which, as I mentioned, is called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. That's in 2 weeks from today, from 4 to 6 p.m., in case you didn't get the time. And it's free, folks. So just show up. That's all you got to do. From 4 to 6 p.m., for free popcorn, free admission, free soda, free candy, and afterwards, joining us for a discussion, free pizza. Yeah. Gonna sign off in just a minute here, but we're gonna pick up the pace with a little Stevie Wonder. Tom Walston saying thanks again for being with us for Adventures in Recovery. are listening to KVSH LP Vashon, your listener-supported Island Connection.